Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited, ladies and gentlemen. Someone whose career I've been following for many decades is our guest this half hour, John Sculley. Ladies and gentlemen, you probably know that name. He's a legendary CEO and has been a big part of the history of the marketplace for a half century. And he's written a book called Moonshot, Game-Changing Strategies to Build Billion-Dollar Businesses. And I wanted to hear him talk about this book, as we've invited him to join us. John Sculley, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Really fun to be here with you.
Good to have you here. Your book, what I like about your book is it covers a lot of territory. It's not just an autobiography of your career. There's a lot of really good stuff that you teach people in this book. And I'm one of the things you do in the book is you cover a lot of history. And a lot of history of the marketplace in the last half century. You spent had a great career at Pepsi. You were the CEO there. You came up with the Pepsi Challenge. You went to Apple in 83. You spent 10 years at Apple. And since you left Apple in 93, you've been doing your own thing as an entrepreneur, as an investor. So you stayed in the marketplace. And so talk to us a little bit about what you learned in those days, in that period of time.
Well, what I've learned is that transformation is what really drives our economy. It's the thing that makes the United States unique.
Transformation.
We have a culture in the U.S. that focuses on the individual. We want people to take risks, try new things, and we do not punish them the way so many cultures around the world do if they make a mistake.
We redeem our failures, don't we?
We do. And you know, what happens is big companies can become victims of their own success. I've seen this over and over through the decades. At the same time, I've also seen that we learn the most when we make mistakes. I've made mistakes. Other entrepreneurs, other business leaders have made mistakes. The more open we can be and honest about what we learn from our mistakes, the more valuable that experience becomes. Mm-hmm. And so I'd say that the real opportunity is to be able to match up one's curiosity and interest in saying there has to be a better way to build a product, build a service, and constantly looking at a landscape out there and then connecting the dots and then realizing, as I have realized when I wrote this book, that there's never been a better time than right now for entrepreneurs, not big corporations, entrepreneurs, to build multi-billion dollar businesses.
What do you see? What are you seeing on the landscape that makes you say that?
What I see is that the incumbents, who are these large corporations that have been around for years and years, these incumbent companies are exposed to the innovations of entrepreneurs because there's been a market power shift, a lot of this driven by the new technologies of social media, of big data analytics, of cloud computing, of mobility. There's been a market power shift, shifting the power from these incumbent companies to customers.
It's a disruption, major disruption, isn't it?
Oh, it's incredible, and it's only going to get bigger. And customers, Jim, are paying more attention to the opinions of other customers than they are to the incumbent company.
70%, they're 70% more likely to listen to you and me than they are to the corporate message.
Absolutely, and then we have, because of these what are called viral technologies, the ability of the internet and mobility to be able to pass along what people recommend, have to say. These opinions are getting passed along in matters of a few minutes, and it's reaching out to thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people very, very rapidly. We've never had anything like that in the world before,
but
huge implications for our economy.
But at the same time, today you're the disruptor, tomorrow you're the disrupted.
That's right. And it was a famous economist from Austria years ago called Joseph Schumpeter, and he wrote about creative destruction. And the reality is, you have to be willing to constantly saying that there may be a better way to do things than what we're doing today.
In my book, I actually wrote a whole chapter on it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it.
Gee, that's a great way of saying
that's
it.
What
that's
you just
really,
said.
Really good insight.
Yeah, yeah. So have you got a website for the book, John?
I do. If you go to John Sculley, JohnSculley.com, there's a website for it.
Right.
The best way to go is right to Amazon, and Amazon's got it in hardcover. It's got it in ebook. It's got it in audiobooks.
Yep.
It's available in bookstores. And it's really meant for entrepreneurs. My focus is not big companies. It's on entrepreneurs, particularly people who want to build their own business.
He's right, folks. He wrote the book. He wrote it for you, no question. Moonshot is the book. John Sculley's the author. He and I will be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.